It's the 10th anniversary of Hurricane Katrina. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College, and today on the Academic Minute, Jeannie Haubert, sociologist and anthropologist at Winthrop University, examines the current state of recovery in New Orleans.
The images from Katrina are burned into our brains. Bodies floating in the toxic waters that flooded 80% of New Orleans. Mothers clinging to their babies, stranded on hot interstates for days. In the end, Hurricanes Katrina and Rita left roughly 2,000 people dead and displaced 2 million others. But what happened after the news cameras turned off? How is the area doing a decade later? In many ways, there's good news. New Orleans had recovered 85% of its pre-Katrina population as of the last count. The entrepreneurship rate there is 56% higher than in the nation as a whole, and data show that the city bounced back from the recession faster than other areas. However, the benefits of massive investments in the area have been uneven, leaving some segments of the population behind. Today, 39% of New Orleans children still live in poverty, well above the national average. Women in the area are not only disproportionately poor, but also face an increased risk of sexual harassment and domestic violence post-Katrina. African-American men have also been left behind in the post-Katrina economic recovery, in that only 53% of Black working-age men were employed in the metro area in 2011. Those numbers are essentially equivalent to pre-Katrina employment rates, showing that a rising tide of investment does not necessarily lift all boats. Our research goes deeper into the explanations behind these glaring disparities. There's no doubt that New Orleans has shown resilience and experienced economic recovery. The key question remaining is recovery for whom?
That was Jeannie Haubert of Winthrop University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Mount Holyoke College. Never fear change.
And being caught in between all you wish for and all you've seen, and trying to find anything you can feel that you can't.